This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. In a moment, we'll get recommendations from our art hounds, but now it's time for our weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
I came into the world with a mission.
That voice belongs to the one and only Faye Weyburn.
I come of Russian culture where the women entertain. Whatever they're doing, they're telling stories. No one must be left silent.
The 89-year-old Montpelier author has just written a new book out soon that chronicles her early life in a utopian housing complex known as Lavenberg Homes. It's called The Button Thief of East 14th Street, Scenes from a Life on the Lower East Side, 1927 to 1957. Recently, Weyburn joined VPR to talk about her new book that's filled with stories of how she grew up amidst the artists and dancers and social workers at Lavenberg and how that influenced her own life in the arts and in writing. She also talked about how she came to writing through her career in science.
In school, the girls got typing and the boys got carpentry work. The boys made shoeshine boxes and they could go out and shine people's shoes and earn money. I wanted to go out and earn money, too. Turned out I was such a good typist that my teacher, who knew somebody at the Public Health Research Institute on East 15th Street, thought that I might make a good fit. And so I went to work for them, and I was curious. And I wanted to know more, and that's how I started working in science. I always loved the arts. I was going to be a dancer when I grew up, but the money was very good. And then I became very interested in science as well. And so I learned really how to write carefully and slowly and get everything correct.
Later in her life, Weyburn said her incentives to put down her stories about growing up in Lavenberg Homes were many. From the urging of family members to write down her stories, from the knowledge that her career as a science writer was coming to a close, and mostly from her beloved childhood home meeting the fate of a wrecking ball.
The children in my family loved to hear my stories. And my nephew said, write it down. But the main thing that really happened was they started knocking down the tenement houses. I had a connection to everything around me, and they were disappearing. And it was as if a part of my life was going. I wanted to honor the streets, keep the memory of them alive. I wanted to learn how to write to my nephew, who had asked me for my stories, and I wanted to give it to him as a present. But I didn't know how to write in the first person, so there was a group in New York called the Gotham Workshop, and I could take lessons from them by computer. So I joined the Gotham Workshop.
And Weyburn said through the Gotham Workshop, she did many readings at the famed Knitting Factory in New York City. And she said that workshop really changed the shape and tone of her writing from then on.
I did not know how to write in the first person at all. I thought that you had to be there. But then I learned in the Gotham Writers Workshop, you could take the part of the narrator and the participant. And that set me free to write about my mother's stories, how she earned a living, Lavenberg's, and how wonderful a success it was.
Time passed. The wrecking ball demolished her beloved Lavenberg homes. And by this time as well, Weyburn had a daughter who was to attend the Putney School in Vermont. And throughout this time, she was still writing.
And years went by. And then I met the person who was going to be my savior. That was Peg Tassi, and we took an interest in each other. There was something that connected us, and I showed her my story, and she said, you can't just leave this here. We have to do something about this. And an idea struck her. She had studied photography, and she said, we're going to put this on YouTube.
And so, chapter by chapter, Weyburn and Tassi worked closely together to produce a series of short videos for YouTube, featuring Weyburn reading stories from The Button Thief, bringing back to life the scenes and characters of her own childhood in her own voice.
And that's how it happened that I started writing again, because I had a means to do so. I had interest. I had someone who wanted to devote so much to my work that I couldn't let her down. So we worked together for several years, and my writing picked up.
And coming full circle, Weyburn said her home in Montpelier shares some similarities with her early life in New York City.
I live at Pioneer Housing, which allows me to be independent in my own apartment and at the same time live with other people from all other places. It's as if I'm back in New York, because I'm used to living with a variety of people from all sorts of places and all sorts of interests. And I love Vermont in every respect. I couldn't have had an old age better anywhere else.
That's Montpelier author Faye Weyburn. To find out more about her new book, about how you can see those YouTube videos of her reading chapters from the book, and how you can see Faye Weyburn live and in person reading from the book as well in both Burlington and Montpelier, visit vpr.net.